Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller, Owner Emeritus and Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. Liberty Coin Service's newsletter last week scooped the national and local media in reporting how the value of the U.S. dollar has recently fallen. You can stop by our store, call, or go online for your free copy of this issue. The U.S. dollar has been strong relative to almost all other currencies over the past year. However, that changed starting early last month. For the 4 weeks ending last Wednesday, the U.S. dollar index, the widely reported indicator of the relative strength of the dollar, rose more than 1%. Unfortunately, this index only compares the dollar to the euro and five other currencies from Japan, Great Britain, Canada, Sweden, and Switzerland. What this index did not tell you is that the U.S. dollar fell in value in the 4 weeks ending last Wednesday against the Chinese yuan, issued by the nation with the most international commerce. It also didn't tell you that the dollar fell against currencies from Japan, India, Brazil, Indonesia, Taiwan, Russia, Australia, New Zealand, Mexico, Canada, Thailand, Singapore, the Philippines, Malaysia, Peru, Chile, Colombia, South Africa, and even Hong Kong. It has been little reported in other media that foreign governments, central banks, and sovereign investment funds have cut their holdings of U.S. Treasury debt in dollars over the past few years. This has not turned into a flood because of the U.S. dollar's strength. That might change. If the U.S. dollar keeps declining, hundreds of billions of dollars in U.S. Treasury debt could be repatriated to the U.S. government for redemption in goods and services, U.S. real estate and ownership, and U.S. companies. Even worse, if dollar repatriation accelerates, that will push down the value of the U.S. dollar even faster than over the past few weeks. If you did not own some physical gold and silver before the end of last year, you have already lost 10 to 20% on your assets that could have been used to purchase some. How much more can you stand to lose before you protect your wealth with gold and silver? That's it for now. Tune in again next time for more of what other media isn't telling you on Things You Know That Just Aren't So and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.